From WTIP News, this is the North Shore Weekend News Roundup. I'm Jay Anderson, and here are some of the stories we've been following this week. At Wednesday's City Council meeting, councilors set the 2011 levy at close to $826,000. That's a 3% increase. Mayor Sue Hakes said local government aid from the state is too uncertain to count on.
Basically, they've told us that we're going to be getting our full allocation of $200,000-something. And we're not believing it. So what we did was we budgeted according to what they gave us in 2010, which was about $111,000. And we're still very nervous about that. You know, the state is, it's no secret that they're in pretty dire straits financially. They've got about a $6 billion debt that they're trying to figure out. And so the local government aid and market value homestead credit monies that we get at the City of Grand Marais are at risk, and that's about $111,000, as I mentioned, and it could be zero. It could be something in between, so we're trying to manage for that risk.
City Administrator Mike Roth walked councilors through a list of budget risks. Hakes said there are other possibilities in addition to loss of local government aid.
We actually spent about an hour talking about all the various risks to our budget. You know, the pool, the roof blew off, we've got that covered, but it's possible we may need a new boiler there. Our backup boiler is now our primary boiler, and it's not reliable. We've got contract negotiations coming up with the union.
Hakes said that she had hoped to come in under the preliminary levy increase, but the variables are just too many.
Unfortunately, we're raising the levy, the 3% that we had set it at in tentatively anyway in September, and we did decide to certify that amount. We wanted to try and knock it down a little bit, but a 3% increase is only $23,000. And with a couple hundred thousand dollars of unknowns in the budget, we felt that it was too risky to not raise it 3%. And there are unknown things too as well that could pop up. So we wanted to play it safe, and we went up the 3%.
The bright side of next year's budget is the recreation park projects revenues over $700,000. A poor economy and the onset of winter have conspired to increase the use of the county's food shelf to record levels. Steve DeShane has been associated with the food shelf for years. He says he's seen a steady increase in local use.
We jumped to our all-time highest family usage last month by about 20 families, so this has been a steady increase all year, and it's just keeps going up. Right now we're running about 60% families, and I would say even a year and a half ago it was more like 80% singles and couples.
DeShane says every winter food shelf use increases, but this time around there's more to it.
Yeah, we've got the double whammy this year, the bad economy in winter. It always goes up in the winter. We got 121 families last month, which is the highest we've ever seen.
Hunger is particularly hard to square with the holidays. DeShane said this time of year, food shelf use may be up partly because people want to have something for the holidays.
We see higher usage in the winter, which is your holiday season. I don't think it's related to the holidays, but I guess when you think about it, if people are, especially families with kids, if they're trying to set aside a little money for Christmas and other holiday events, you know, take that out of the food budget, so they're looking for other sources of food, so it could work that way.
The process for using the food shelf is simple. A form is filled out to determine family size, and then they receive a box with three meals a day for 3 days. But there's also a little more available.
And there's also some items they can have from what we call the grab shelf, donated stuff that doesn't really fit with a three-meal-a-day plan. We have everything there, all the way up to mittens and hats for kids.
During the holiday or any season, the food shelf has a couple of options for people who want to contribute.
We'll always take food, but we can stretch your dollar a lot farther because we can get food from the Second Harvest Northern Lakes Food Bank in Duluth, and we get food for anywhere from pennies on the dollar to, at the most, 30, 40 cents on the dollar. When they get their food box, they also get a voucher to buy fresh produce or milk or anything that doesn't come in the food box. So they can use that to get fresh stuff. So, you know, the money also goes that you would donate would also go towards purchasing those vouchers.
The Cook County Food Shelf is located in the lower level of the First Congregational Church in Grand Marais.
In the best Christmas pageant ever, which opens this Thursday at the Grand Marais Playhouse, a church's annual holiday pageant looks like it's headed for total disaster. This is because five very tough children, the Herdmans, decide to take part in the pageant for the first time.
I'm Gladys Herdman. I'm like mean. I'm supposed to be like beating up boys. I take people's lunches. It's fun.
I'm Ollie, and I'm part of the Herdmans. And we just like mess the whole play up, and then after the play, the whole play, we become nice and sweet.
The Herdmans were the worst kids in the whole history of the world. They lied and stole and smoked cigars, even the girls. And they talked dirty and cussed teachers and used the Lord's name in vain. And that's how now. Now I'm going to tell you about the Christmas pageant and what they did. There was five of them, Imogene, Leroy, Claude, Ollie, and Gladys. And they went through Woodrow Wilson School like those South American fish that strip your bones clean. And they went around town the same way, stealing things, tearing things up, and whamming into little kids.
In a series of comical, high-energy scenes, the Herdman children hear the story of Christmas for the first time, and little by little, they begin to understand.
I'm Beth, and I'm the narrator, and the Herdmans, they start to understand what the Christmas story really is, and become a little nicer than they usually were.
With more than 50 children taking part in the play, there's plenty of excitement and enthusiasm and plenty of Christmas spirit. Opening night is Friday, December 10th at 7 p.m. at the Arrowhead Center for the Arts in Grand Marais. The play runs December 10th through 12th and 16th through 19th. All performances are at 7 p.m. except Sunday matinees at 2 p.m. Tickets are $10 for adults and $5 for students. For more information, call the Arrowhead Center for the Arts at 387-1284.
Enrolled members of the Grand Portage Band of Lake Superior Chippewa went to the polls Tuesday to vote in a special primary election. There are two unexpired four-year terms on the Reservation Tribal Council. Rob Hull was the top vote-getter for the position of Secretary Treasurer, followed by April McCormick. Hull gave up his RTC seat as Committeeman 2 in order to run for the position, which was left vacant when Dean Deschamps resigned his Secretary Treasurer post in October. There was a crowded field of 12 vying for Hull's Committeeman 2 position. Winners there are Arvid Dahl, followed by Christina Deschamps. Vote totals are unofficial until certified later in the week. The top two in both positions will face off in a general election scheduled for February 8th. You've been listening to the North Shore Weekend News Wrap-Up. To hear more from the WTIP News team and to check out the full versions of our stories, visit us at WTIP.org. For North Shore Community Radio, I'm Jay Anderson, wishing you a great weekend.